So we've come to the end of my closest to the pin competition, and well, there's only one golfer left, and that's me. Dan Orlovsky is at 8.5 feet, which is going to be pretty tough to beat, but I started this thing, so let's see if I can win it.
Wait a minute.
We need to put these up there a little bit.
Here we go.
Women's tees are right up
here
there.
Here we go.
So I'm at, I just want to state for the record that I wasn't heckling the other golfers as they did theirs.
You inhale or exhale on your back there.
bunker.
Oh, that's a little chunky.
That's a bunker.
Get up.
I got a shovel and a pail in there. You can once you down in there, and you can build some sandcastles.
All right, here we go. This was on the green.
Oh yeah,
this was on the green. We can't let a quarterback win, can we?
No. Oh, come around.
Oh, it's got a chance. It's curling.
Oh, all right. He's
on.
It's falling off.
Come on, that's about the right distance too.
Yes, it is.
All right, I'm locked in now. I've got the distance. I'm putting now. I just gotta get my towards a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. This is
for all the marbles.
No
pressure. Done. Oh, he turned it over. That was a good shot.
Yeah.
Too bad.
A little snappy turn.
Got one on the green.
Hey,
it wasn't close enough.
Appreciate it.
Thank you guys. Thank you guys for joining. And hey, congratulations to Dan Orlovsky, the winner of my second annual Closest to the Pin competition down here at Rotunda Hills Par 3. About 115 yards, Charlie?
Yep, 115.
About 115 yards. Dan Orlovsky put it to 8.5 feet. Congratulations, Dan.
Quarterback thing, got nothing else to do.